inspired by their namesake, 13th century poet and mystic Jalal al-Din Rumi, duo Jalal, Catherine Lockwood on viola, and Yusuf Sharonik. Am I saying that correctly, Yusuf?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And Yusuf on percussion are renowned for presenting reviewer music that bridges cultural and musical genres. In a new collaboration with the Telluride Chamber Music Association, Catherine and Yusuf have programmed the return of the Telluride Music Fest concert series, which takes place once again in the beautiful home of Vincent and Anne May, overlooking Mount Wilson and Sunshine near the old Skyline Ranch. Music Fest 2022, the remix, is titled Summer's Soirees, and it kicks off on June 25th and runs through July 3rd. Catherine, Yusuf, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
So, Catherine, let's start with you. Are you a genetic anomaly, or did you grow up in Brisbane, Australia, in a family of musicians? If the latter, how did you come to play the viola?
It's definitely the latter. My whole family are musicians. My parents met in the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. Dad was principal oboe. Mom was principal clarinet. And they put us all on string instruments. And being the youngest, I always got hand-me-down stuff, hand-me-down violin pieces, hand-me-down clothes, hand-me-down everything. So I really didn't practice. I didn't take it for, you know, I took everything for granted. And when I was about 16, my violin teacher realized that I was just coasting along, not doing any hard work, and threatened to kick me out of her studio. So, but she said, well, maybe I'll keep you if you switch to viola. And I was like, no, I hate the viola. The viola is always the butt of everybody's jokes. But I fell in love with the viola, and I absolutely love the deep timbre of it, the fact that it's so close to the human voice. And, you know, the violin's a little high and scratchy, so the viola was really my voice. And it had the added bonus of not being something my older sisters already were doing and doing better than me. And it was something I could do for the first time. So, yeah, that's how I came to play viola. Yeah.
Great. So, Yusuf, same question. Anomaly or the product of a musical family? And how in the world did the drum become your instrument of choice?
Well, I did not come from a musical family, but, you know, my first brother was born in 1950. I was born in 1969. And during that time period, it was just normal, at least back in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for all kids to have some type of music as part of your education. I know that's changed a little bit, but my brother played accordion. He was the state champ in Iowa of accordion. A lot of German and Czech immigrants. My sister sang and played piano. My brother dabbled in some different instruments. So it was just part of the structure of your education, is that you also studied music. And I happened to be, I think it was in fourth grade, and there was an ensemble that came to our school, and they had brass, strings, percussion, and they showed us all the instruments, and they said, next year you can choose an instrument. And I just, like, totally focused on the drums. Something just took me at that point, and I went home and I said, can I take drum lessons? And Mom said, sure. And that's how it started.
Okay. Catherine, how and when did you and Yusuf meet? And was it collaboration and love at first glance? Or did that take a while to come together?
Well, it took a while because at the time I was living in Chicago and Yusuf was in New York. And we actually met at a conference. He was in his percussion quartet, Ethos. And I was in a string quartet, Pacifica quartet, and we had gone to this conference to learn more about the business side of being in a touring chamber music group. And towards the end of the 4 days, he sidled up to me and asked me for my phone number, and I said, well, actually, I'm going to be in New York all week. And so at the end of that week, we went out on a date, but we really got to know each other over the telephone, actually, because of the long distance. And we never imagined being, you know, playing together. I was strictly classical string quartet. And at that time, there really wasn't that much out there for string quartet and percussion. In fact, I don't think there was anything out there. And when we started the duo, we were looking up pieces of music. And there was one piece of music that was written in 1960, and then nothing for like another 30 years. So it was... we really started commissioning for Duo Jalal and arranging and really expanding that repertoire. So, yeah, we never imagined that we'd be playing in a duo together. So, yes, that's how we got together. So the collaboration came a lot later. The love came first, the marriage came first, and then the collaboration came later. And really the duo started because our friend Anessa Zaretsky, who's going to be returning to Music Fest this year, offered to write us a piece of music, and we love playing together. And so we've played that Dervishes a lot, and we're going to play Dervishes again on the first program. So it's a nice tribute to her contribution to our life, musical life together. It's lovely.
Great. So, Yusuf, how would you sum up the magic of your collaboration with Catherine, and how in the world does percussion fit into a chamber music setting?
The magic of the collaboration, well, I mean, for me, obviously I get to, you know, work and perform with, you know, my friend, my wife, and we get along. It's, you know, some, it's funny because some people ask, how do you work with your wife? And, you know, we really enjoy it. So the magic for me really comes from being able to showcase what I do. And a lot of classical chamber music audiences haven't seen, you know, somebody that plays hand drums. Or if they have, maybe they've seen them with an African dance ensemble or a gamelan ensemble, but not necessarily as a solo instrument. So for me, I really get to showcase what I do. I mean, I grew up playing rock and roll drum set, and I was in drum corps, and then I started learning jazz, and I started learning a lot of new music in college. And I really try to incorporate everything I've learned into this collaboration. And so I didn't want to just be an accompanist, you know, in a band or a group. I wanted to, you know, be an equal part. So for me, that's really the magic. And as far as percussion in a chamber music setting, you know, when I first started playing with Ethos Percussion Group in 1997, there were no percussion groups touring chamber music series, and they only let us on if we split a program with the brass ensemble. So we traveled all over the United States until finally presenters thought, oh, yeah, I think they can actually do an entire program. So little by little, I feel for the last 20, 25 years, I've been really trying to change chamber music and classical music audiences' minds by showing them what they do, and it's been successful so far. So I'm very happy with that. And we're going to do the same thing in Telluride. Anyone that hasn't seen this, you know, I think they'll be happy with it.
As we were in 2019 when you last performed in Telluride. So, Catherine, could you compare and contrast your programming for Music Fest versus programming for Sands Point? In this context, please talk about your fellow musicians on the program, including your two artists in residence, pianist and composer Anessa Zaretsky, whom you alluded to just before, and composer Andrew Wagner, who is doing pre-concert talks.
Yeah, so the Sands Point concert series I've been, you know, programming for the last 4 years, and the program out there basically has never included piano until this very last one. And the reason is that there is no piano out there in this beautiful old Guggenheim estate. So I had to be very creative and constantly bring in, you know, programming that was basically strings and percussion, because I really wanted to have Dua Jalal in residence, as the ensemble in residence. And so we got very creative with all of that. But the in Telluride, you know, the Mays have such a beautiful piano, and there's such a strong tradition that Trio Celesti has built with, you know, these major romantic works. But I really wanted to combine, the two things together. So with the second and third programs that are scheduled, we basically have on the first half the model for this Four Seasons in Music series at Sands Point, where it's strings and percussion and piano. And then the second half is we really dive into the big romantic piano quintets. One is Brahms and one is Dvorak. So those are the similarities and the contrast. It's a little bit of both, traditional and non-traditional. And the very first program is a wonderful collaboration with two Palavalis dancers former Palavalis dancers, I should say. They've since left the company. That we met at the Five Senses Festival in Connecticut. several years ago, and we really wanted to keep collaborating with them. Both Yusuf and I had been fortunate enough to collaborate with dancers before and loved doing it. And so we were able to program that out on the Four Seasons, and then we wanted to keep going with them. Jake and Casey are so fun to work with them. And then we brought Inessa into the program because her dervishes were the pieces that they choreographed to. And then we wanted to bring in Chopin. And so they also playing a new choreography work by, to Chopin. So it's a really fun program. And we have to repeat the program because we need floor space for the dancers. So it's going to be a smaller audience for both of those programs. So it's really, really exciting. Yeah, yeah. And you asked about the two composers in residence. You know, Inessa, yes, as I mentioned, is coming, and we're playing not only dervishes, but we're playing a viola and piano piece by her, Tango. It's really, really fun. And then Andrew Wagner is coming because he's married to Caroline Stinson, who's the cellist, who's coming. And he was coming anyway. And I know full well how amazing Andy is with pre-concert talks. He's so wonderful in the way he speaks about programming and pieces that I couldn't help myself. I had to take advantage of the fact that he was there so that he could talk to the audience. So I think this is going to be the first time that we have pre-concert talks for Music Fest. So I'm excited to bring that element in.
Great.
And then we have a couple of other performers I haven't mentioned yet. Carrie, I mentioned, she's the former cellist of the La Quartet. So I've worked and played with Carrie for many, many years. And then Debbie Bach is also coming, who is even a longer time collaborator of mine. We were in LARC together for almost 20 years together, and really excited to bring the two of them. Debbie has actually played a Music Fest before, so this will be her second time. It'll be Carrie's first time. And the other violinist is Min Young Kim, and she's the first violinist of the Daedalus Quartet, and she's awesome. You're going to love her playing. And I've had her on the series at Sands Point before, so she was great. And another pianist, Orion Weiss, is coming, and really excited that he's going to be doing these two major romantic quintets, so it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Great. Briefly, how did the collaboration between Claire Beard's new Telluride Chamber Music, I think it's called Association now and not Festival, but how did that collaboration between Claire and Music Fest come together, and what does the collaboration look like?
You know, we were thinking about this, and I'm pretty sure that the Telluride Chamber Music Association, knew that we were going to start again, and so they approached us about doing a collaboration, which was really great, because before, Josh Aronson was there, and he had lived in Telluride, so he knew people there, he knew the community. For us, right, we know Ann and Vincent, you know, they're not there all the time, so it's really like coming into fruition, because there's people on the ground there that have helped us like immensely. They're Claire Beard, Warner Page. They've just been fantastic. And so right now the collaboration life looks pretty keen. I don't know if you want to add to that at all, Catherine.
No, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's been fantastic.
Great. And then finally, how do our hosts for Music Fest, Vincent and Anne May, fit into the evolving story of Music Fest?
Well, Anne and Vincent, you know, for me, Telluride and Anne and Vincent go hand in hand. I met them for the first time in their beautiful house, the restored barn, where the concerts take place, right there in the living room. And then I kept running into them here in New York at various things. So I think, you know, that very first festival was when I first met them. We became firm and fast friends and then just kept the friendship going. They've always been such an integral part of Music Fest. And so is it evolve or just grow, or has it been constant? It's sort of hard to know how that story is. But yes, they've been there since the beginning, so it's been wonderful.
Thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Catherine Lockwood and Yousef Sharanik. They are co-orchestrating, co-choreographing the return of the Telluride Music Festival Summer Soirees, the name given to this year's event, kicks off on June 25th and runs through July 3rd. Tickets are on sale now. Thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.